Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. So today we have with us Denise Drinkwalter, an empowerment life coach for women in midlife years who are looking for more of their lives and they are unsure what it is or how to find it. And Denise helps them to unlock their true potential, to create meaningful change and build a life that reflects their authentic self. Fantastic. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege and an honor to be here with you today.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us and getting ready to share so much. So let's plow straight into it. Can you expand a little bit more on where are you today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Oh my goodness. There's a big opportunity right here because I absolutely love working with women in midlife years. And it's so interesting because I saw a clip on Instagram, I think, and they went around asking what is, when people say midlife years, what ages does that entail? And for me, it wasn't even a question I'd ever thought of. For me, it just made sense, you know, 50 plus, but people were saying, oh, 20, 25. And I'm like, whoa. So I love working with women who are in the ages anywhere from 40, generally 50 plus. And the reason for this is very interesting because what happened when I retired in 2018 from a 31-year career in education, which I absolutely loved, I knew there was something more for me. I have the privilege and honor of looking after our grandchildren and when mom and dad are working. So I love doing that, but I knew there was something more. I always have had this yearning inside my stomach, the butterflies, like there's something more you have to do. There's something more, that intuition. And so I had people starting to reach out to ask me, how did I do this or that? And then I just started landing into the coaching world and I love it. I meet people where they are and I take them where they want to go. And it can vary in terms of what it is they want to do. It's so interesting to watch the growth and the journey itself, because when people meet me and we have our first discussion, I do an onboarding session. In that onboarding session, I tap into things that they haven't talked about or thought about or experienced until we have the conversation. And I'd say 98% of the time, people say, I've already opened up things I never even thought of before. So I just love what I do because I get to watch and guide. I don't do the work behind the scenes. I do connect with them. I do a lot of what I used to do in education. I do a lot of listening. I do a lot of tuning in, reading between the lines and taking people where they are and where it is they want to go. And boy, does it ever take an interesting path. Not what people think. And then we go much deeper, much wider, much more quickly than they thought.
That onboarding session, I mean, we have sessions very similar to that. And I can imagine the fears, the excitement, the tears, the energy that sort of comes in that. Maybe there's things that have been suppressed or forgotten or haven't been able to be verbalized, that this inner knowing. It's kind of beautiful. And to create that space is, I mean, selfishly, you must just really enjoy seeing and enabling these things to come through that you you can see this. You know what's going to happen, but you get to be that kind of guide. So with that, I mean, you didn't just come out of your career and then straight into empowerment coaching, helping people to do what they always wanted to do, because crumbs, you had to do that yourself. So
right.
What was it like to, because you're, maybe this is the perfect example of your journey into the world of coaching, and then you're coaching people on that, literally that journey that you took very quickly to be able to become the experts, the source, and maybe tap into all your skills that you've picked up along your career as well. So what was the journey like for you as you, first of all, had to go through this yourself and then had that light bulb, that realization of, I want to help others to almost take that journey that I've just been through?
It's interesting. Great question, because I believe I'm still on the journey. I don't see a finish line, because if I see a finish line, then the growth stops.
Yeah.
So for me, it happened in a way that I started having so much free time. What am I going to do with it? Even though I was daily working with our grandson and having great fun with him, what did I do with all the extra time that I had? Because I did have extra time. Now, let me say, it was great to be able to go to, you know, schedule, you know, appointments during the day all of a sudden, but that only lasts for so long. Okay, now what? And so I started doing some internal work, I'm going to call it. So I reached out, I watched different people who had different opportunities for growth. So understanding meditation a bit more, doing some of that inner work, taking time out for myself and not feeling guilty is a huge piece for me. And I have had the opportunity to meet so many incredible people who have done just that and have unfortunately hit a burnout in order to see what was possible on the other side. I'm blessed to say I didn't have that. I was able to do it before I hit any kind of burnout. So I was able to do things and look after myself. And so I take some of the things that I do for me, but doesn't mean that what I do is going to work for everybody. What I do know is who I am. And that's the journey that I think is empowering, to be showing other people, it's time for you to see who you are now. And that's okay.
Well, yeah, if your ladies, they don't know, they don't know what it is that they want, or they don't know the route, how to find it. I mean, I say this all the time on our podcast, the how is the least important thing. The steps that you need to take is almost irrelevant, but the how, shifting the how to how you manage yourself through this journey. So you're not one of these gazillion people that are like, I've been through burnout, I was at absolute ground zero, and I moved myself back up, and then I'm showcasing and teaching how to do that. You are like, which is great, you don't have that complete dramatical story, but you have the, okay, what is this? I mean, you also, it sounds like there was, maybe it was the people pleasing, maybe it was being able to speak out. So you had your maybe inner block journey to start to open up. What was that like for you as you kind of, one, maybe even saw this with a fresh pair of eyes, but two, then started to honor it, take action to it, take different actions, have different conversations, and then see how the world kind of reacted as you changed?
It's so great that you share that, because that's exactly what happened. When I started giving back to myself in ways that I have never thought of doing before, everything else changed. And I call it the sphere of influence. So those who are closest to us, when we give back to ourselves in whatever way, shape, and form that needs to take, and it's different for everybody, there are some basic techniques and strategies that come up. Mm-hmm. But again, that journey is independent, and many of us don't even know what that is. You can see I love doing self-care. When we talk self-care, we're talking, you know, I like doing the makeup and the nails and the hair and that stuff. But right? Totally. However, that's the external. And it's good. It makes me feel good, but it is short term. The work that we do is long term impact. By understanding who we are and what our needs are, And I used to believe that when I did all the stuff for everybody else, that fulfilled me. And it did to a degree, but I was missing out on the key part, which was giving back to myself. So a little story. Before I retired, I decided I was going to run a race in Niagara. We're in Ontario. I was going to run the Niagara Marathon. Not a marathon, because they've got different levels, 5, 10. So I decided to jump into a 10K. Anybody who knows me, I'm not a runner. I couldn't walk around the block without in high school. So that was a feat in itself. But I didn't do it for any other reason than for me.
Yeah.
And one of my mantras that I've created is for you, by you, because of you. So that's what I did. I did it for me, by me, because of me. Didn't require anybody else on the outside to support me. It was all about me. Ran the race. And what I noticed happened is people came to me, supported me in ways I never would have imagined. It wasn't something that I did. It was my actions when people reflected and said, I love how you're looking after doing something for you, which I didn't do it for that. But the feedback that I got and the results that happened, other people then started going, well, if you can do that, what could I do?
And yeah, can you show me how to do that? I mean, there's something, I want to tap into that moment. You just said, for me, by me, because of me. Now, we can talk about the law of attraction or how to manifest. We can talk about these strategies and tactics to be able to bring in and help us, you know, create the life that we want. But even knowing those, we can sometimes drop into that level of, but I'm using this in the right way so that I can get this. And then you've lost kind of the essence of it. It becomes more of a, I need to, rather than, but even though you're doing all the right tools, saying all the right things, but there's a flavor and energy of vibration behind it. I think what you've just shown there is being able to live by example, to pave the way without the need for others to see what I'm doing and then ask me how to do it. And then I can bring them into my coaching program or I can help them in their world. There was a level of authentic attraction there. Now, it couldn't have been on purpose, because if it's on purpose, then you start to lose that authentic attraction. But what did you learn from that as you started to see people change their perception of you, maybe more attracted to you? What did you kind of put in place? And it was more like, oh, damn it. I see this in a different way. What was that like?
So what happened for me was, if I can do this, it's available for everybody. And what's my best way to ensure that people who really do want to live life differently, but don't have any idea what that's going to look like, sound like, or feel like, can reach out to me and let's have a conversation. Because I can't tell you what it is. You can certainly have, I would love to see this happen. I would love to see this disappear, whatever it might be. And so through the different programs that I've developed over the years and whatnot, there's one mom in particular who stands out, and she continues to send me messages of, you've changed my life. This has been amazing. My daughter and I have a totally different relationship than I ever would have had I not done the program with you. I know that for a fact, you know? And she did struggle, like I did, going to do something for herself, by herself, because of herself. But once she started actually doing that, things started shifting, and she saw it very quickly, just like I did. So seeing... Okay.
That moment right there, that beautiful, powerful moment. Okay, the impact is there after doing the thing that you know she needed to do. But there is that, let's talk about this gap between the decision that we make. Yes, I want this. Yes, I'm going to take that action. I'm going to change the way that I live, work, act, communicate, whatever it might be. So there's that decision is made. And then, of course, the next step is you make a decision, take action. Hell no, there is a chasm in between there of the, you could call it the trust, the belief, the courage to do that. Just because you make a decision does not mean the action is going to happen. So it sounds like in that moment, how What were the restrictions, maybe the challenges that you saw, or maybe that she saw, which was, I've made a decision, but I still can't do it. What was happening in that gap pre-action?
Love that. The action, what tends to occur is my experience and what I work with people on is taking action doesn't have to be a jump in the deep end right now. Because when we jump in the deep end right now, chances are very good that the longevity of that action isn't going to stay because you don't have all of the swimming tools developed. You don't have the lung capacity to jump in that deep end and keep swimming for days on end. You haven't built that up. There are tiny steps that we get to. And I very purposely say get to because it's a decision, not have to. So we get to make these tiny steps towards. And starting with tiny, consistent steps is what makes the game change for us. And then as you're going through the journey, you shift in ways that nobody else knows about, sees, feels, understands, except you, which is the beautiful piece because you're giving back for you, by you, because of you.
Okay. So for you, it's breaking it down, having those tiny steps that you long for, you desire, you get to do. It's shifting that perspective. So, but making it easier to maybe digest, making it easier to reducing the pressure on these things. Okay.
Yes. Love that. Because then you attach to it, right? Then you see, oh, that worked. I didn't jump from no running to I signed up for the 10K because I need a goal. That's me. I need an exterior goal, but I had no idea what I was doing. So I had to research. I had to find out how do you go from couch to 5K, right? So tiny steps. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's support. Quite nice. So couch to 5K. Let's take that principle because, I mean, there's that desire in us, which is like, I mean, in this fast-paced world, we're all pre-programmed to now, hack, hack, hack. You can have it now. We can talk about your clients or we can make this real for you. I mean, with your business, it's how do you find more people? How do you impact the world? What you have, the way you do it. Selfishly, you want to reach more people. And so the impact that you have on them and their family and their world. But in this world of, hey, marketing, you can get all these sales, all these leads. This platform will help you. You can do all this stuff. It's that it starts to become overwhelming. There's so much there. And then comes in, it's not working. Why isn't it working? So whilst it sounds like you're an expert in helping hold that space for your clients to be able to take those steps, reframe their perspective so they can get there. But as a business owner, as you go through your business, maybe change and pivot and see this kind of new angle, you've got to go through the same thing and work out how to manage. So what is it? Let's make the human condition is the contradiction that we have within ourselves. So knowing these concepts, seeing it firsthand, believing it with your entire body, however, in the moment, what elements are the ones that still sort of crop up for you, or you still find yourself being like, I would have coached my client in a different way and I find myself doing this because it's a different level. It's a different challenge. How's that kind of showing up for you?
So for me in particular, the social media world, of which I love and hate all at the same time. It's that duality relationship. Yeah. I have a great idea. I want to share it. I want to shift. I want to pivot. How do I do that? What does that need to look like? What are the people who are watching me and being part of my world now going to think about me? But in reality, I'm not pivoting a whole lot. I'm just taking what I already know and providing it to a new audience, let's say. So instead of saying working specifically with moms, the people that I'm moving to support are in middle management positions, women in middle management positions who have all of the same thought processes, all of the same struggles, all of the same ways of, you know, hitting the walls every once in a while going, I'm not good enough. What have I done now? I can't get through. I can't do this. I can't do that. And then just, well, it's okay. I'll just put it over here. That's not important because that's about me and I'll worry about everybody else.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what I do is, I mean, having great conversations with you here today is helping me reshift again already with the conversation we're having. Yes, Denise, what is it that you are thinking? Why are you thinking that way? So I start to do a lot of reflective work to help me get back into my center. Am I guilty of it? 100%. Am I always watching social media? 100%. But it's also part of the game that we have to, and I'm not going to say have to play. You can choose or not. But I love social media. Like I say, I love it and I hate it at the same time. But I do get caught. But I'm also way more aware when I'm getting caught. What do I want to do about it?
I want to just pause on one thing you just said there. I mean, it's the screensaver that I designed for some of our clients. It's all part of the game, just holding space for that. Whether it's we get to do, we have to do. I mean, sometimes there are things that we do have to do, and it's okay to sort of hold that space. It's for the greater good. There's something over the edge of that. However, understanding that it's all part of the game. So yeah, I mean, you get to play the lead generation marketing sales game as you have that gentle dance with your audience, seeing what works. How do you help raise the awareness? Talk to those people that are aware that this is a challenge, that they do want help. Speak to those who that you can bring in into your world. And I'm sure you impact people on a free level, and then you impact people on a sort of paid for level. Now that's a different kind of interaction. It's a different engagement. So what's the game right now? They're like, oh, I wish I didn't have to play this game, but it's part of being a business owner.
I'm going to say, quite frankly, doing the shift that I'm in the middle of doing and changing it from, I'm going to say, mom's home life to mom's work life. That's a big shift, because people tend to separate those two. And in reality, they're really co-joined, because the same person is at the helm. It's the same individual, but we separate ourselves out by our roles and our identities. And so I think that causes a conflict. And so I'm like, am I speaking to the right women that are, and yet when I have conversations, they're like, oh, I wish I could talk like this at work. How can I bring my thoughts, my ideas, which are very powerful and can impact where we're sitting right now in this environment, and shift it to way more positive things? Oh. How can I do that in a different way so that it is successful? It is heard.
So for you, with this pivot, the messaging, the avatar, getting all marketing on us, that feedback that you're getting, those questions, and you're over here saying, that's what I do. There's something beautiful about getting that, the external validation, the external language, building a connection, the authentic connection on social media. What I have found is there's a disconnect that you can build relationships, but it's either one-sided or there's a delay, and the tone you can't tell. There is something, it's disjointed is maybe a clumsy word, but I think it'll do the job for now in this analogy. So what do you need? How do you break it all down? Blue sky thinking. What do you want? What is the way that you enjoy, and you know would actually benefit your business if you could just connect, build, talk in this way? What would the essence of that be?
Such a great question.
Thanks.
I would say getting in the room, being in the room with the people. Listening to what's going on, listening to exactly what I do with one-on-ones, listening to the fears, the worries, the concerns, knowing that there's potential and they know, they just don't know how to get there, and being in the room and having those conversations, which is why I'm expanding to more face-to-face. More sessions, having live. And the beautiful thing is, we don't have to do virtual anymore because the world is open back up. Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. So being in these rooms, listening to your people, crumbs, listening to those and realizing, hold on, you're not my people. I was mistaken. This is good. But so getting this information, but there it is. That gap we spoke about earlier, the decision and then the action, the pre-action. So by you being in these rooms, getting this information, listening, what is that going to allow you to actually do?
Help them. Help them to get where they want to be and help them exactly what I do with what I did with my running. I help them do this stuff.
Let's make this tangible. So I'm going to go back into that dreaded word, the how that I said earlier was the least important part. And now we're stumbling on it. So we're on the stepping stone of how. So this will allow you to be in those rooms, find those people, listen, hear, and then it will allow you to help people. But you've missed a step. And I think this is a step that a lot of people get sort of stuck on of, okay, but how? What am I going to do with it? The actual tangible steps, break it down just like you do with your clients. Make it the tiny steps. So those actual, tangible, real, tiny steps, having this, what will you change? What will you do? What will then bring people into your coaching, your programs, your world, so that you can actually help them?
Yeah, I will give them the template that they're going to use that's going to start them.
Yeah.
And then as we watch them grow, we can change that template to meet the needs of where they are actually sitting.
Yeah.
So there are baseline things that we do have to talk about, like communication. What is that really? How do we communicate? Active listening. What does that mean? How does a person really, truly be a successful active listener? What are your emotional components? What's your trigger? What's going on behind the scene that's making you
stop
talking?
Yes.
Right? So all of these tiny, which are not tiny, but we look at them under a lens so that we can clean them up where they can get cleaned up.
Mm.
And how do you share your thoughts so they are received successfully? Doesn't mean the other person is going to accept it all.
Yeah.
I've heard what you said. Thank you for your input. Right?
Right. And this, all of that template, the framework, the evolution, back into the business world. Is that pre-sale or after sale? Is that what you do before they become an actual client of yours? Or is that when they are a client and entering your world? Where's the flow on that journey?
Great question. I like to meet with potential clients before we begin any work because we might not be a match.
Yeah.
So those are the types of conversations we have. And I listen to what it is they're looking for. Where are you struggling? What's your concern? Where is it sitting? Is this new or is this long time? Right? All of those types of things. And then we begin, here's where I can assist you. Sounds to me like this is a concern for you. Would you agree, disagree? Why or why not? You know, communication has always been an issue. Interesting. That could be something we need to explore more as to why that is, right?
Yeah.
And then come up with strategies and techniques to allow your voice to flow differently if that's where you seem to struggle. So it's in our intro conversation. And
love that.
It has to be a match too, right, Mark? I don't just take everybody and anybody. It's like, where are you on this continuum? Are you willing to? And I've been very successful in that regard and have had beautiful clients throughout the last, since 2018. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've all made that mistake of taking on the wrong clients through scarcity or fear of just thinking, I can help them. I can help everyone. And realizing that actually, although that you can, maybe not everyone wants to be helped. No one has the right connection. And that is, we talk about skills that you said earlier. That is a superpower to be able to hold that space and say, this isn't quite right for the sake of you, for the sake of my business, and probably for the sake of yourself.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not here just to run a business. I'm here to help change lives.
Mm. Okay. That's a big impact. That's a big statement. So as I just kind of wrap up here, give me the top level overview. What is the dream as you have built this for the last 6 years, as you change and evolve who you speak to, and you've picked up the skills and the modalities and the techniques to do this. What's next? What is the goal that's on the horizon? Maybe the goal that's quite big and scary to actually say it. What is that for you right now?
For me right now is to get into and support women 100%. And I call it middle management, and to allow them to have a more effective confidence, voice, and power. And I'm ready to blow it up.
In a good way. We're ready to blow this up in a good way. Great.
Absolutely. In a good way.
And in the to honor and forget yourself. That's the external impact. That's the result that you get to do with people. What's the impact on yourself? Why are you doing this?
I am doing it because my heart hurts when I see people who are knowing that there is more for them. And I know that I had somewhat of some similarities. And once I was able to step in and use my voice differently, my whole world changed. And nice. I love that. And everybody should be able to be empowered, those who really choose to wish to, right?
That empowerment is kind of beautiful, that I was there. I see you too. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go through this. There is a better way, a different way. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from what I've learned and then make it your own. And then the snowball effect is that the amount of crumbs, empowerment, life coaches that you'll be creating from these women as they step into what they want, mm-hmm. taking their skills. Yeah. There is a beautiful evolution that can only further expand. So maybe there'll be your exact journey that others will start to take. And then there are the sort of the mutations, the alterations, the changes that maybe you never thought coming, maybe those things that you'd never wanted to do, but can spur on from this seed, information, knowledge, holding their hand, kick them in the bum along the way, whatever they need, right?
Yeah. I love the idea that you just shared there in terms of people taking it in different directions. It's all about empowerment of self. Yeah. That's what I see. And what a beautiful gift, a legacy to leave, that I was able to impact lives in that way. That's a gift for me.
Here's to you impacting so many more along their way. Thank you. Denise, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing not only what you do in your story, but right now as you go through the next evolution as the roller coaster. Yeah. On the journey of being an entrepreneur. It's exciting, it's scary, it's confusing, it's crazy making, but the impact you get to make, that's what you, in your words, that's what you get to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. 100%. Yeah.
Super stuff. And look, for those that want to find out more about you and the amazing work that you do, where can they find you?
They can find my name, denisedrinkwalter.com. And just make sure you put the L in there. Some people forget it. So yeah, Drinkwalter. Yeah.
Super simple. Ever if you're curious, like, hell yes, I need to know more about this, please reach out, please say hi. But Denise, again, thank you so much for being here and thank you for sharing.
Thank you. It's been a privilege. Have a wonderful day. Take care, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.